Will I be seeing my friends? Bruce asked. You mean back from where you were? At the Santa Ana facility? Mike and Laura and George and Eddie and Donna and... People from the residence facilities don't come out to the farms, the manager explained. These are closed operations. But you'll probably be going back once or twice a year. We have gatherings at Christmas and also at... Bruce had halted. The next one, the manager said, again motioning for him to continue walking, is at Thanksgiving. We'll be sending workers back to their residences of origin for that, for 2 days, and then back here again until Christmas. So you'll see them again, if they haven't been transferred to other facilities. That's 3 months. But you're not supposed to make any one-to-one relationships here at New Path. Well, didn't they tell you that? You're supposed to relate only to the family as a whole. I understand that, Bruce said. They had us memorize that as part of the New Path Creed. He peered around and said, Could I have a drink of water? We'll show you the water source here. You got one in your cabin, but there's a public one for the whole family here. He led Bruce toward one of the prefab cabins. These farm facilities are closed because we got experimental and hybrid crops, and we want to keep insect infestation out. People come in here, even staff, track in pests on their clothes, shoes, and hair. He selected a cabin at random. Yours is 4G, he decided. Can you remember it?
They look alike, Bruce said.
Oh, you can nail up some object by which to recognize it, this cabin, that you can easily remember, something with color in it. He pushed open the cabin door. Hot, stinking air blew out at them. I think we'll put you in with the artichokes first, he ruminated. You'll have to wear gloves. They got stickers.
Artichokes, Bruce said.
Oh, hell, we got mushrooms here, too. Experimental mushroom farms, sealed in, of course, and domestic mushroom growers need to seal in their yield to keep pathogenic spores from drifting in and contaminating the beds. Fungus spores, of course, are airborne. That's a hazard to all mushroom growers.
Mushrooms, Bruce said, entering the dark, hot cabin. The manager watched him enter.
Yes, Bruce, he said.
Yes, Bruce, Bruce said.
Bruce, the manager said, wake up.
He nodded, standing in the stale gloom of the cabin, still holding his suitcase.
Okay, he said.
They nod off as soon as it's dark, the manager said to himself, like chickens. A vegetable among vegetables, he thought. Fungus among fungus. Take your pick.
He yanked on the overhead electric light of the cabin and then began to show Bruce how to operate it. Bruce did not appear to care. He had caught a glimpse of the mountains now and stood gazing at them fixedly, aware of them for the first time.
Mountains, Bruce. Mountains, the manager said.
Mountains, Bruce. Mountains. Bruce said, and gazed.
Echolalia, Bruce. Echolalia, the manager said.
Echolalia, Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, the manager said, and shut the cabin door behind him, thinking, I believe I'll put him among the carrots, or beets. Something simple. Something that won't puzzle him. And another vegetable in the other cot there, to keep him company. They can nod their lives away together, in unison. Rows of them. Whole acres.
They faced him toward the field, and he saw the corn, like ragged projections. He thought, garbage growing. They run a garbage farm.